Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alright, coming up, our dueling Super Six Pack. That's right. Six games picked against the NFL spread, including the Commanders and the Falcons. And five others. And as well, our top six teams in the NFL entering Week 4, which got off to a bang last night with a great ending, a really bad first 54 minutes from the Arizona Cardinals. Not that the Seattle Seahawks were great, but they were certainly better. And their defense was good, but man, was that Arizona offense just dreadful. And then all of a sudden, Kyler Murray woke up, and so did Marvin Harrison. And they almost pulled it off. They did tie it, but they left Seattle with a little bit too much time. Fortunate to get out of bounds. They got, I think it was like 8 total seconds added back to the clock. And that was enough for Jason Myers to kick the game-winning field goal, which you almost weren't able to count on him if you were a Seattle bettor last night, like I was, at -1.5. But while you can't count on field goal kickers these days, and you can't count really on much, you can count on the Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. And this Sunday kicks off with the juicy Week 4 matchup we've been talking about all week and all day. The Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. That's right. If you need to do some honey-do list items or you need to take the kids to a soccer game or whatever, take your Paramount Plus along with you and visit ParamountPlus.com while you're at it, /NFL, to get started today. That's right. 1 o'clock on Sunday, Honor Brewing. Linnell and Denton Day will have your pregame starting at 11 in-game. I might even show up to Honor Brewing. You never know. And congratulations to Bob Carpenter on a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous career as the Nationals play-by-play voice. And before that, the St. Louis Cardinals, where his family still lives. And Carp might be back for a here-and-there thing, but this weekend will be obviously his final regular scheduled and regular season weekend in his outstanding career. So congratulations to Bob Carpenter for a job well done. It'll be interesting to see what the Nationals do with their television rights and who the play-by-play voice is. If Colco gets that job, who knows? If they switch Charlie and Dave, I don't know. What they're going to do. But it will be interesting to see who the new manager is, who, you know, everything's going to change. Well, not everything, but a lot of things are going to change, certainly after the big move that they made earlier this week. All right, let's get back to it. On the phones, let's get Mitch and Jersey in here on line three. What up, Mitch? How are you? Mitch?
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Oh, it's DC. All right, let's go to DC. What up, DC? How are you, pal?
Russell, I'm excellent. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. What's shaking?
Man, good, good. So, first and foremost, AMAC did an excellent job with that college breakdown,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir.
Stay on the lookout for Penn State safety, Zaki Wheatley. He could pair him up with Quan Martin. We got our safeties for the next 4 or 5 years. And I actually like what I'm hearing about Jaden Daniels. He was eager to play. He wanted to play. The mm-hmm. doctors didn't clear him,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't leave it up to him. Terry not playing. Everybody's worried about them not playing, but I look forward to seeing the guys step up and play in their place. And that's, I think, how you build a playoff team is your backups can come in. They might not be as good as your starters, but they're serviceable. And I look forward to the experience that they get playing this game. Atlanta's coming in hungry, like everybody knows. So if they show up and we beat them, then that means when Terry and the guys get healthy, we know we even deeper. You know what I mean? This is how we worry. We worried about depth. This is how you can prove that you have depth.
You know, that's a great point. That's a great point. Like I said yesterday, if they find a way to win this game, right, this would be maybe the most impressive road victory outside of the two road playoff wins in Tampa and Detroit because
Indeed.
Of the amount of missing starters, the quality of those missing starters. Not like you're just missing Tom, Dick, and Harry, right? But
right.
what you're saying is it would not only be impressive just because – a win is a win is a win, right? And without those guys.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is it would prove just where they're at, I think, as an organization. Meaning everybody says,
yeah.
well, next man up, which I don't always believe in, right?
Now because, we got to prove it.
Yeah, but if you go out and win against a desperate team on the road without all of those guys and you find a way to get it done, however you get it done, that's going to really look good for Adam Peters. You're right. And,
yeah.
and Lance Newmark, too.
And Russell, and check this out. Like, we always say we don't think we have depth. This is it, because Atlanta's going to come in. They come in to win. They not come in to care about anybody being out. And this is the first sign of adversity we've had when it comes to injuries. So this is a whole lot of things, organizationally, test. Particularly, you know, the fortitude to see about everybody on the team, from the front office all the way to the players. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. No doubt. Appreciate you, brother. Always good to hear from you, DC. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Let's get to Mitch in Jersey. He's back with us on the Team 980. Again, we have our dueling Super Six Packs coming up. What up, Mitch? How are you?
Good. How you doing, Chris?
All right,
Happy
Mitch.
Friday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We're going to have to play a great defense because they have a good set of running backs, good tight end, and they have two outstanding wide receivers, Mooney and my boy, Drake London.
Yeah. Well, London's got to do more. I mean, Mooney had, I think, 11 or 12 targets last week, and obviously some of that was with Kirk. But, I mean, I would expect another heavy load for him this week as well.
Oh, I know he wasn't a first-round pick, but he's an exciting new wide receiver, Mooney.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to play, keep the ball away from them, so hopefully our running game is as well. I mean, the defense will have to play great, especially the defensive line. And I expect Rodriguez to, if he's playing, to lead the team in rushes and just keep the ball away from
he'll
them.
Play. And, he'll play. There's no doubt he'll play, yeah.
Well, let's just hope he's productive. Anyway, Chris, you enjoy your weekend, and I love your that segment. You're talking about the Big Ten, college ball, especially my USC.
Yeah, USC. Well, listen, real quickly, here's where it's appropriate to talk about USC, because I brought it up, okay? USC is getting screwed here in Champaign, right? They're playing at noon, which is 11 o'clock in the morning, Central time, tomorrow morning. After playing the late
9 o'clock over there,
right? But after they played the super late game last week, now they're playing at 11 o'clock in the morning, halfway across the country in Champaign. That is kind of ridiculous. And your head coach, what's his name?
It's getting better.
Riley.
Lincoln Riley was bitching about that, rightfully so. And I put it up on Twitter. I said, you know, I put up the audio. I said he should consult the Vegas Raiders when it comes to getting screwed by the schedule. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a tough spot for USC.
And then they got a bye, and then we have the Irish. We'll take care of them. Hopefully it's not this early, because I can't do anything at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to watch the game, and you know, post-game day. You know what
right,
I do.
Right.
You know me.
Oh, yeah, I know you, Mitch.
What is that?
I know you. Yeah. All right, have a this good
whole,
weekend, buddy.
This whole thing is spreading the pack to 12 was stupid.
Well, of course. This is what happens when nobody cares about the sport and everybody cares about the almighty dollar. Appreciate you. Let's get to our guy Ross in Tampa on line 4. What up, Ross? How are you, pal?
I'm doing good, man. I already congratulated A-Man on his segment. I know this is your show, but you got to get a quick little segment called Ranting with Russ. If you thought the Raiders and USC got screwed over schedule-wise, what are your thoughts on the Minnesota Vikings situation where they're going to be in there for like in the Europe for like 2 straight weeks?
You know, I was thinking about that, and it's a great point that you bring up. And I'm all for good, fun ideas, okay? But here's one thing and how I'll answer it, okay? Because you're right, 2 international games sucks in a way, but I would say this. You're over there, so it's not as taxing, I don't think, in my the way I view things as what the Raiders did last week or even, again, what we were just talking about with USC. Because you're over there already. Now, they're playing in Ireland and then I think London, if I'm not mistaken, I think is next week. So they do have a little bit of travel in between. But at least your body clock is out there. You're used to it. Sure, you're away. And if you've got little kids, that's a problem and all of that stuff. But it's a bonding trip. I don't think it's as problematic as it seems. I think it's more problematic what the Raiders had to do.
Yeah, I agree. I would say like the Viking situation is more advantageous because you're going to be out there and yeah, the family component, like you guys get to see like different parts of the world that you normally wouldn't. And the body clock thing is going to be a better advantage when they play that second game. But yeah, pivoting over to the, I don't even know why I'm talking about the Vikings, but yeah, pivoting it over to the Commanders. Yeah. I think this might be a situation where we're probably going to end up losing a close game, but it's like, hey, if we had our superstars, we were going to blow them out. But I think, you know, with the Falcons in their current situation, they're going to be pinned up against the wall, and either they're going to choke or they're going to fight hard. And I won't – because like 10 years ago, I was at the Falcons game when Washington played them with Kirk Cousins, Ryan Grant falling over, pick 6 in an overtime game. I think it might be another close, heartbreaking loss, but we all know, like, if we had our true weapons out there, Atlanta doesn't have a shot. So, yeah, give me 23-17 overtime loss in favor of the Falcons. That's going to be my prediction. But we'll happy hedge it, and I hope that Washington wins. Either they win or I get paid.
Yeah, you know how that goes. But I don't think that's unreasonable by any stretch. I mean, like, people are going to be like, oh, how could you pick Atlanta? They lost 30-0 last week. It's a week-to-week league. It's a quarter-to-quarter
it's a
league.
Game, it's a, for sure.
I mean, look at last night. For anybody that watched that game, Arizona was dead for 54 minutes, and then it was like the Undertaker getting up out of the coffin. You know? I mean, and they almost damn near won that game. Right? I mean, it's not even a week-to-week league. It's like a series-to-series league. It's a quarter-to-quarter league. It's a half-quarter-to-half-quarter league.
Really, I like Coach Gannon. I think he's a pretty solid guy. I think he's a pretty solid coach on the defensive front. They just gave up way too many explosive plays, and that's what did them in.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
All
appreciate
right,
you.
Good hearing from you.
All right,
guy.
Russ. Thank you. Always good to hear from you. Let's get one more in here. Then we'll take the timeout. Then we'll come back with our dueling Super Six Packs right here on the Team 980. Let's go to Lappy. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's
shaking?
What's shaking? How are you?
Hey, I'm excited about this game, man. I'm just going to see how we got to come out and play, man. You know, from that performance last week, I know this team is much tougher. They got a lot of skilled players. Maybe they'll get it together, but we don't need them to get together this Sunday. I want to see a balanced attack, you know, with the offensive run and pass. And I want to see who's going to step up with Terry's absent. Hope Luke McCaffrey, man, get open again and get some plays, man. I'm really wanting to see what he can do. The defense, I'm just a little concerned with the secondary. I know we banged up. And I think if the front seven can get some pressure, man, we got a chance. Man, we can't score, and it's one of those defensive type of games, man. It's going to be a long game. But if their team can't score and we can score, man, I think we got a good chance of winning, man. So I'm excited to see, and I'm glad that they're being cautious with Jaden, man, sitting them out. So and hopefully Terry gets well. It just sucks, man, with these injuries piling up early. Hopefully we get some good luck in that department later, you know, throughout the course of the season.
That's the one thing you hope for. That's the one thing you hope for right there, is that if you get some injuries now, that, you know, the law of the football gods doesn't catch up with you again, and also that it doesn't take Jaden and Terry weeks to get the oil running through the engine when they come back.
Yeah.
You know, so, we'll see.
I think JD5 needed that time out, Rooster, to kind of put the game in perspective, put life into perspective, man, and hopefully he's protecting himself from being smart. I know, you know, his mom doesn't want to compare him to RG3, like I told you the other day. But
I don't know if he needed perspective, but I don't think I don't think it hurts him to look at the game from a different perspective, right? And to say, okay, how do I still be explosive or a threat without being dangerous? And I think that is, you know, more than his struggles, if you will, in the first two games, because he did struggle. There is no struggle. Yeah. It may be a strong word. He was not as crisp by any stretch in the first two games as he was at any point really last year, outside of, again, maybe if you'd say the back-to-back games against Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, maybe. You know, or maybe Philadelphia, Dallas, that kind
of,
exactly. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, you know, maybe that's a stretch. But the point being is, you know, he's got to be safer, number one. We all can recognize that. Number two, you hope that, like, just, you know, by taking a step back, seeing Mariota roll, seeing resiliency among his teammates, hopefully a better offensive line when he comes back, hopefully a better running game when he comes back and more of a commitment to run. Hopefully then it all clicks in. I just worry if it takes another 2 or 3 weeks after he comes back to really get back into a rhythm, because, you know, he's missed a lot of, I mean, two plus weeks now counts as missing a lot of football.
I agree. And I agree with you, Rooster. I do want to see him comfortable because, you know, that Packers game, man, he just looked out of sync, man. Even the coaching staff, just everybody. We cannot have that happen again, Rooster.
Yeah.
So hopefully Jaden is confident, comfortable. You know, he looks like himself. We don't want no sophomore slump. And then whatever side of the ball gets to make plays, the other side's got to, you know, special teams, offense, defense, whoever steps up, man, in coaching, they're going to have to all phases, man.
No, I got you. I got you.
But
thanks,
I think if we can compete, we got a chance.
I got you. Yep. Thanks, Lep. Appreciate you. Let's run on that.
Yep.
Have a good weekend. All right, 319 and change right here on a Feel Good Football Friday. Coming up next, the most revolutionary, one of its kind, never been done before, segment in Sports Talk Radio, dueling Super Six Pack. Six games against the NFL spread, including the Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons, and my top six teams in the NFL, ranked 1 through 6. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, so Linnell does his now daily super six-pack. I don't know. I hear it all the time. Because he borrowed, stole that concept from me, what we've done over the last year and a half is turn it around on him. And we do not one, but two super six-packs, what we call our dueling super six-packs. Two super six-packs in one radio segment. First of its kind. Nobody ever does it. I promise you. Six games against the NFL spread, including every Commanders game, whether we like it, don't like it, what have you. We really don't do, you know, like over-unders and all that. Just straight up the game and the point spread, right? And we pick five other games, and then we rank the top six teams in the National Football League going into week number four. And away we go, baby, with the picks. We start in Foxborough. The New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are 5.5-point dogs on the road at 1-2 against the 1-2 Patriots. The Patriots threw up all over themselves last week, turning the ball over five times, including Antonio Gibson once and Ramondre Stevenson a couple of times. Mike Vrabel went for it on 4th-and-1 from his own 15 in a one-score game. Stupid. But he got away with it. This week, the Patriots will be smarter all around, and they will win the game straight up. And, in my opinion, they will cover the 5.5, which is the consensus. Give me the Patriots minus 5.5. BetQL has the game at 25.5-21 in favor of the Patriots, but Carolina covering the number. Meanwhile, game number two of our Sunday Super Six Pack. The Philadelphia Eagles, they're already down in Tampa, getting used to the heat and the humidity. Tampa, yes, they get Tristan Wirfs back. They might get Chris Godwin back. They don't have Mike Evans. The Philadelphia Eagles, hard to be, like, super, super impressed by them. But you have to be impressed by them, of course. For that comeback, that great comeback against the Rams, you wonder how much it took out of them. Special teams saved the day. Again, they were getting annihilated early. I think they get back on track here a little bit. I would probably pick Tampa if they were healthy. They're not. And especially Mike Evans. Give me Philadelphia minus the 3.5 on the road in hot, steamy Tampa. BetQL has them as 5.5-point winners or favored by 5.5 and by winning by 5.5, 25-19.5, in case you want to know. Meanwhile, in game number three of our Sunday Super Six-Pack, the L.A. Chargers come east to take on the New York Giants and Jackson Dart. I'm kind of surprised that this number is only six. I am AMAC, you find that funny?
No, because you were just talking me up a segment ago, like, oh, you don't have any faith. And you're like, no, they should be. It should be 20.
Not because I think the Giants are going to get blown out, but because I think the public and Vegas probably... I think if Russell Wilson was starting, the number would be a lot bigger. Let's put it that way. I think the reason why the number is only 6 in favor of the Chargers is because they're giving some hope and reason for optimism to Jackson Dart. Plus, the Giants are at home. Chargers got to go west to east. All of that. They're physical. Cam Scadabo gets the start, we presume, right, with Tyrone Tracy out. I think the Giants hang in this one. I think the Giants lose. But I think the Giants cover the 6. And, again, give the Chargers a little bit of a scare. Give me the Giants plus the 6. BetQL has the Chargers winning by 7. 25.5 to 18.5, for whatever that's worth. But give me the Giants plus the 6. Game number 4. This one scares me a little bit because I have no idea what to expect. Detroit was so impressive offensively and really defensively in a lot of ways on Monday night, but it's a short week turnaround. Yes, they're at home. The Cleveland Browns, last time they were on the road, they got annihilated by Baltimore. But then they beat the Green Bay Packers last Sunday. It's a 10-point spread. Cleveland, obviously, the dog. Even though I like Cleveland's defense, and I certainly respect that they were able to win that game, I'm going to go Detroit. Minus the 10, because I think Detroit's defense is a little bit better than it was last year. BetQL has the Lions 27 to 18.5, so that means Cleveland covering. So I will go the opposite way and take Detroit minus the 10. Meanwhile, game 5. What was thought to be the game of the day when the schedule came out, right? Kansas City and Baltimore. Right? Late afternoon, Arrowhead. The Ravens are 2.5-point favorites on the road in Arrowhead. Whew. The Ravens defense, not very good. I'm not sure if they're getting Madubuike back. They have a 68% chance of winning this game, so say the analytics. Derrick Henry fumbles every chance he gets. The Chiefs are pedestrian offensively. But one area that I still think the Chiefs can match the Ravens in is their defense. Right? I think it'll be a struggle still for the Kansas City Chiefs on offense, although there were some signs of life last week. And maybe they get Xavier Worthy back. Maybe. But to me, at Arrowhead, rematch of week 1 last year, I can't believe the Chiefs, even though their record is the same, coming off the road win against the Giants, are home underdogs. I can't resist that. I'll take the Chiefs plus the 2.5 at home at Arrowhead against the Baltimore Ravens. And our final game of the afternoon is the Atlanta Falcons and the Washington Commanders. As we say, we pick every Washington game. This line has moved all over the place. And right now, currently, it's sitting at Atlanta minus 2. Yesterday was Washington minus 1, but with all the injury news and updates, as we've talked about, no A.J. Terrell for Atlanta. But Atlanta desperate, hungry, embarrassed, at home. Washington limping in. Sure, the Commanders can win. Yes, that would be great if they could win. But I can't resist. I can't resist what I feel and what I think will happen. And that's Washington gives it a hell of an effort, but comes up a field goal short. Give me Atlanta minus 2 over the Commanders to drop them to 2-2. Last week, We lost on Atlanta, -5.5 in Carolina. We lost on the Rams, screwed at the end there, in Philadelphia. We won with Seattle over the Saints. We lost with the Ravens, bad pick. We lost with Dallas, bad pick. We lost with Vegas, bad pick. We were 1-5. We sucked last week. Hopefully a lot better this week. This is also why we bet a dollar at a time. Last week, our Super Six Pack, six teams in the NFL, 1-6 went Green Bay, they lost. Philadelphia, they won by, well, the skin of their teeth. Buffalo, they won on Thursday night against Miami. The Rams, again, lost a heartbreaker. They were 4. The Bucks won barely against the Jets at home. And then the Chargers, who are 3-0. This week, right, we have to logically go Philadelphia number one, at Tampa. And I think they'll win that game. Buffalo, big favorites at home to New Orleans at number two. The Chargers, number 6 last week, we moved them up to number 3. So you have Philadelphia, Buffalo, Chargers, top 3. Then the Buccaneers, number 4. The Green Bay Packers, number 5. And making their debut, the Indianapolis Colts at number 6. Sorry to the San Francisco 49ers. Just too many injuries. Otherwise, they'd be in there too. So, Philadelphia number 1. Buffalo number 2. The Chargers number 3. The Buccaneers number 4. Replacing the Rams. Bucks up from 5. Green Bay number 5, despite the bad loss in Cleveland. And number 6, a team that nobody would have thought, the Indianapolis Colts at 3-0. And it might catch up to them this week. We'll see. That is your dueling Super Six Pack right here on the Team 980. One of its kind. Revolutionary radio, baby. Yeah. Let's do a trending alert, and then we'll come on back with some final thoughts and dum-dum of the day next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All righty, so the Commanders have already ruled out Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, John Bates, and Noah Brown. Bill, Jakari Kroski-Merritt, is expected to play. Of course, Will Harris already was ruled out with a broken leg as they head to Atlanta, where A.J. Terrell, their top corner, has been ruled out for Raheem Morris's 1-2 Falcons, coming off a 30-0 shellacking by the Carolina Panthers. Our pregame coverage on 980 begins at 9 a.m. with the Force of Earl Forsey, and then continues with Denton Day, Linnell Willingham, Honor Brewing out in Sterling. Come and see the boys. Meanwhile, last month's, July's, shooting at the NHL's main headquarters in Manhattan and Park Avenue, which unfortunately led to the death of 4 people who were murdered, and the shooter himself, who killed himself, he has been diagnosed with CTE, according to a statement from the New York City officer of the chief medical examiner. Shane Tamora was the man who pulled the trigger ultimately, which ended the lives of 5 people, again, including himself. And he was diagnosed, they say, unambiguous evidence of CTE in his brain, which he thought he did have. Patriots defensive coordinator Terrell Williams has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. So says head coach Mike Vrabel on Friday. He is in the process of undergoing treatment and meeting with specialists. His status for Sunday's game is that Zach Kerr, the Patriots linebackers coach, will call the defensive plays for the 3rd straight week. But Williams is expected to be around the team as much as he can be, according to Mike Vrabel. Meanwhile, the Nationals final weekend series and final series of the year. They host the Chicago White Sox tonight, 645, 106.7 The Fan. College football kicking off a huge weekend. Florida State is in Charlottesville against the 3-1 Virginia Cavaliers. FSU coming in at 3-0 and a big injury in the NHL. The back-to-back Stanley Cup champions, Florida Panthers, going to be without Alexander Barkov, their captain and leader, perhaps for the rest of the regular season or for the entire regular season after having leg surgery yesterday after colliding with a teammate in a practice on Wednesday. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
All right, 19 minutes before 4 o'clock right here on a Friday afternoon. We wrap things up. Dum-dum of the day still to come. Lots of buzz about the Ryder Cup. Beth Page Black, I watched about 3 minutes of it on J.P. Finley's TV earlier. Very boring to me, but that's okay. Everything's not for me, and I realize that. And, I'm accepting of it. I'm accepting of it. That's okay. I've got plenty to watch on TV this weekend. Plenty to watch, including tonight. Can't wait for Florida State, Virginia. I'll fall asleep to TCU, Arizona State. Maybe check in on SmackDown. Maybe a little cut in on MLB Network. I would say the Nationals and the White Sox, but I mean, come on. Yeah. Just dreadful. Can't do that.
Their last game's coming up, isn't it? The Nationals?
Well, everybody's last game is coming
up. I mean, some teams are going to the
playoffs. Yeah, the teams that are going to the postseason. Yeah. No, exactly. Sunday is the last day of the regular season. I think they do all those games at 3:05, if I'm not mistaken. So that everybody basically finishes at the same time. And baseball started doing that about 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, when the Nationals used to play in relevant baseball games, that sucked because it was always like against the Commanders in one way, shape, or form. So in a way, it makes it a little bit easier. But I'd rather them be playing in relevant baseball games. And certainly they are not. All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day. One thing I wanted to get to here real quickly, and again, my computer is just... I just don't understand why twice a day, three times a day, it's got to completely freeze up. And then it's got to reload. And I don't know if it's the amount of windows that I've got open. All of these things play automatic ads and whatnot. I was looking at something. There's been a lot of criticism of Zach Robinson, the Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator, this week. And really leading up to this. And listen, I mean, it's safe to say that things did not go well with Kirk Cousins last year. I don't think Kirk is a big fan. I don't know what Michael Penix thinks. I mean, Raheem Morris has not fired him. But that probably is coming sooner than later. They moved him from the booth down to the sideline. They fired Ike Hilliard, the wide receivers coach, and I worked with Ike for a little while. So that was that. But there's been a lot of criticism, like Orlovsky did a piece earlier this week blaming them being in pistol so much. So Next Gen Stats came up with this, for whatever it's worth. 45% of their offensive plays this year have been out of pistol, which is the highest rate in the NFL and more than double of the next closest team, which is the Dolphins at 19.1%. But what's more, right, is when not in pistol, Atlanta's in the shotgun, 48.5%. So say it with me, boys and girls, 48.5% in shotgun and 45% in pistol. That means there's 6.5% where they're under center. So here's the numbers. Actually, it's 5.5%. I'm sorry, under center, 5.5%. Second lowest rate in the league, just 11 times. So, I mean, again, tendencies would tell you they're going to be in pistol and shotgun. Okay, now maybe they change that up. I don't know. The Falcons' play-calling tendencies, according to NextGen Stats, dramatically based a shift based out of formation. Out of pistol, Atlanta has called a run rate of 72.2% of the time and a called pass rate of 27.8%. While in gun, they run only 8.2% of their plays and pass 91.8%. So, in a game of tendencies, what does that tell you? When Atlanta's in gun, at least so far, they've passed 91% of the time. And sometimes pistol can be, you know, like hard to tell from gun. Like, I mean, obviously you got to look at where their back is lined up, right? And so again, just keep that in mind when you're watching the game, that they're going to be in pistol or gun about 95% of the time based on their tendencies so far. We'll see if they break that a little bit. And when they're in gun, meaning no running back behind the quarterback, when they're in gun, they pass about 92% of the time. When they're in pistol, they pass about 72% of the time.
So they're passing a lot.
I'm sorry. When they're in pistol, my bad. When they're in pistol, they run 72% of the time.
Got you.
So if they line up in pistol, meaning with a back like Bijan lined up behind Michael Penix, if they line up in pistol, there's a, based on the numbers so far, and it's just three games, there's a 72% tendency that they're going to run the football.
Mm.
If they line up in gun, meaning empty, nobody behind the quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which they do a bunch, 48% of the time, so it's a pretty significant amount, they're going to pass 92% of the time. So again, that should be, based on tendency, a major indicator as to what they're going to do. Now, I fully expect that to change.
Yeah, they should change.
Right?
Because the fact that it's that crazy already is.
Right. If you're that one-sided, you got to change that up, right? If you're Zach Robinson. I mean, there's no way you can be that, like, telltale. Now, most teams out of the true gun are going to pass. Most teams, right? I mean, I don't have, like, league-wide statistics, but I would say it's not that obscene. But again, pin your ears back time. Like Dorrance Armstrong, who's got all these pressures, 25 pressures, lead the NFL in defensive linemen and pressures. Von Miller, remember, they've got a new right tackle. Their guy is out for the year. That was a good offensive line. It still is. Lindstrom and all the left tackles pretty good. To me, if the Commanders are going to win this game, we started off the show by saying they needed two takeaways. If they're also going to win this game, it needs to be by defense, and it needs to be that they controlled the line of scrimmage, that they harassed Michael Penix all day long, forced him into bad throws, maybe altered his footwork so that he couldn't get it out to the sideline, and throws that Carolina picked off. And I just think that if they can control Bijan Robinson and not get gashed, then they can win this game. Now, Kyle Pitts has got 3 touchdowns in his last 3 games against Washington, and we know how much this team has struggled to cover tight ends. They did a pretty good job against Bowers last week, but they gave up other big stuff. In zone. So it'll be really interesting to see how this game shakes out. All right, coming up next, Dumb Dumb of the Day. We wrap things up for the day and the week and make way for Linnell Willingham and Burgundy and Gold today. Stay tuned. All righty, before we say goodbye, I gotta say, I was kind of split on this one, but I decided to go for it anyway because, well, it just shows what kind of society and what kind of world we live in. This courtesy of the New York Post. A woman bought a school bus, a yellow traditional school bus, on Facebook Marketplace to redesign it and build her dream home. And she now lives rent-free in it. That's right. Danielian, I believe is how you say her last name, bought the yellow school bus, again, on Facebook Marketplace. She spent months looking for the perfect bus to convert into her perfect home. And then, furthermore, once she bought the house, or the bus, it took her 3 years, to redesign it and to formulate it with a full game floor plan, including her bed, a hidden toilet, a kitchen, a bathroom, a fridge, a sink, a cupboard, and a shower, and again, the hidden toilet, plus whatever a induction hob is. I don't know. Never heard of that. She's got a double bed in the bus. She installed solar panels on the roof to make sure she always had energy no matter where she went. And she kept it insulated with DIY spray foam so that the winter months didn't get her to freeze. She did the renovations all by herself 3 years later and now drives around in her dream home, a yellow school bus. So far on TikTok, in a video she posted, 11.5 million views and 1.5 million likes. You know who's not going to like that one? Me. You know who would never live in a school bus? Me. You know who would never do anything for 3 years? Me. I'll pay the rent. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. People are weird, man. People are weird. She seems like a lovely lady. I'm sure she's happy. That's great. 3 years. Where did she live in the 3 years in the interim? How much rent did she pay then? Where does she stop at night? On the side of the road? In a park? It doesn't say. Either way, I don't know. Maybe Linnell Willingham can think of that. Maybe that's where he's going to wind up, in a yellow school bus. He's coming up next, along with Anthony Haney. Thanks to AMAC. If you missed the debut of all things AMAC, go back and check it out right after about 2:35, 2:37, somewhere in that range, on the podcast, which you can check out the whole podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. We'll see you Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock, and I'll probably be at Honor Brewing on Sunday to say hello to the boys. Come on out and say hello. Have a great weekend. B&G Today is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.